see everybody this morning. We welcome you to worship at College Park. A few announcements we'll make as we get started. First off, we'd like to find out who is in worship today. The way we do that is very simple. There are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take that pew pad, write your name down, give us contact information if you choose. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on your pew. We do ask the last person, once you're done, send it back, please, to where it got started. First person, when it comes back to you, please tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. A few announcements. We'll make some of these listed in your bulletin. Wanted to let you know about a couple of scheduled changes that are coming up over the next few weeks. Next Sunday is Children's Sunday. Our kids will be leading us in worship, and we're very excited about that. It's a highlight for me of our Advent season. With that, there will be no 9 o'clock service. There will be Sunday school, and there will be 11 o'clock, both services in here together. So we look forward to that. In 2 weeks, it's Christmas. Christmas Day. And we will have one service that day at 11 o'clock. No 9 o'clock, no Sunday school, but 11 o'clock service. And then a week after that is New Year's Day. So we're going to have, again, an 11 o'clock service, but it will be held in Smith Hall. We'll all be together at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. We'll be together at 11 o'clock in Smith Hall. Please note, we will have ham biscuits and drinks at 10:30 on New Year's Day. That's it. No, we're not going full out because I know we're going to be tired and staying up and watching the stuff drop, whatever you watch drop. that will, yeah, Merry Christmas. Okay. So at 10:30, biscuits and drinks in Smith Hall. 11 o'clock, the service will begin in Smith Hall. We look forward to being together on these very, very special days. No children's time today with the cantata service. Want to let you know, our goal, our Christmas offering goal is $17,500. We are getting very close. As of this morning, we have $13,805.50. We invite everyone. These offerings will go to missionaries around the world. We invite you during the first hymn, if you are bringing your offering today, we invite you during that first hymn to walk out and place it in the manger. Let me see. Any other announcements? Good. I want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. We appreciate you giving us your information on the pew pad a moment ago. We would like to give something to you. So if you're a guest this morning, we invite you just to raise your hand right where you are. The ushers will recognize you, and they will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church. Also, a newsletter that tells you what's going on in the life of our congregation and a little bit of the story of College Park. So thank you so much for being a part of worship this day. One of the best parts of our Advent services is the lighting of the Advent wreath. I invite now the Jones family to come for the lighting of the Advent wreath.
Anna, David, and I represent the Joneses this morning, but let me assure you that all six Joneses are delighted to be back home at College Park. Our Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah 12, 1-6. Hear the words of the prophet. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord, although you are angry with me. Your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel among you.
I'll be reading from John chapter 16, verses 19 to 24. Jesus saw they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me'? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask anything. I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete."
Today, we are in the kingdom of joy. Will you pray with me? Father, the word joy wraps up the meaning of the season. God, thank you for the gift of Jesus, who not for in our own strength, but in yours, he came because we needed you. He came to Bethlehem because we couldn't fix ourselves. It gives us joy that he is coming. May everything that is done in this place be done to glorify you with joy in our heart. Despite our circumstances, we see you and how you have overcome and provided a way. So be in this place, we pray. Hear and see our joy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
simply bind up the brokenhearted to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning,
Virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him. rejected by men, a man of sorrows, and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace is upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
A song.
him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, received mercy, but now you have received mercy. When the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Debbie, she's coming. She has to go around, by the way, too.
She's coming from a farm.
This is Debbie Huskins. She has been a part of our family life now for months, and she is coming by transfer of a letter from Neal Road Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Salisbury, North Carolina.
Yay.
And yes, and she is coming to let us know that she would like to unite in fellowship with us by transfer of a letter. And yes, you can applaud.
Yes.
And following our benediction, she's going to be down here at the front by the manger. And she would like to greet you. Teresa, are you going to stand with her? So there will be no post-food, I guess. We're okay with that. Just hum to yourself as we come down and say a kind word together. Let's have a word of prayer as we go together. Gracious Father, thank you for the beauty of this day. Father, thank you for the gift of music. Father, how it touches our heart. Father, we pray that in this, the season of Advent,